everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries. It is your host, Natalie, and on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Wall Street bombing of 1920. So, the bombing happened on a random September day in 1920 during the lunch rush on Wall Street, and a nondescript man was driving this weird old cart in front of the USSA office across from the JP Morgan building. So he did this in a pretty good, like, known area. And when he stopped his cart, he got down and immediately disappeared into the crowd. So this man completely vanished. So minutes later, after this man just completely disappeared, the cart exploded into a hail of metal fragments, itty itty bitty pieces, and it immediately killed more than 30 people and injured over 300. And the aftermath of this explosion was horrific. The death toll kept rising as the day wore on and more victims succumbed into their injury. In the beginning, it wasn't obvious that the explosion was an intentional act of terrorism. It was actually reviewed as a simple accident. And I don't believe that's true. Like, this guy just gets off this cart and minutes later, it just explodes. That's definitely not an accident. But anyways, the maintenance crews cleaned up the damage overnight, plus throwing away any physical evidence that would be crucial to identifying the perpetrator. That's just completely fucked, in my opinion. And by the next morning, Wall Street was completely back in business, like nothing ever happened. And the conspiracy theories were abundant, but the New York police and fire departments, as well as the FBI and the U.S. Secret Services, were on the job to find out the truth. That is a lot of people finding out what happened. And each lead was actively pursued, and the Bureau interviewed hundreds of people who had been around that area before, during, and after the attack, but collected very, very little information. Few recollections of the driver and wagon were vague and very useless. The NYPD was able to reconstruct the bomb and its fuse mechanisms. So, it is a bomb. It wasn't an accident. They were able to reconstruct the bomb. It has to be a bomb. But there was much debate about the nature of the explosion. However, the most promising lead they had actually found came prior to the explosion. A mailman had found 4 crudely spelled and printed flyers in the Wall Street area from a group calling itself the American Anarchist Fighters. We're going to call it the AAF. And they demanded the release of political prisoners. The letters seemed similar to ones used the previous year in 2 bombing campaigns which were led by Italian anarchists. The Bureau investigated up and down the East Coast to trace the printing of these flyers, but they were very unsuccessful. And based on the bomb attacks over the previous decade, the Bureau initially suspected followers of the Italian anarchist Luigi Galini had committed the crime, but the case couldn't be proved and Galini had already fled the country. Got out, dipped. Over the next 3 years, hot leads turned cold and promising trails turned into dead end. And in the end, the bombers were not identified, so they just got away with this Wall Street bombing that happened in 1920. And that is today's episode of Unsolved Mysteries, the Wall Street bombing of 1920. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.